Gordon Hayward All-Star. How does that sound?
Sounds nice. You know, definitely just rewarding for, I feel like, a lot of work that I did. You know, definitely wouldn't have gotten it without my teammates, without the coaches. Put a lot of work in this summer with Johnny Bryan and Isaiah Wright. And so just really thankful for that. Thankful for my wife putting up with, you know, me being gone and dealing with the kids and all that. So pretty happy.
Who was the first person that you called when you got the news?
Well, actually, I got the news. I was actually just relaxing, getting ready for the game. Wasn't really thinking about it, and Johnny Bryant called me and let me know. So, and then, you know, the text messages and all that started pouring in. So he was the first person that, you know, I found out from. But it was definitely a happy moment.
So what does Robin and the family say about this huge accomplishment?
You know, just congratulations. I think at the time, Bernie was running around the house without a diaper on, so Robin was chasing her, and we were dealing with some baby stuff, so haven't really had a chance to even talk about it because of tonight's game, and just getting ready for that, trying to keep the same routine, so I'm sure we'll talk about it.
Looking at the season, what do you feel like puts you over the top in terms of getting that All-Star selection?
Well, I think just how our team's been performing. You know, we've been a lot more successful this year than in the past years. And I think I've always said, you know, when a team's successful, the individual accolades come after that. So, you know, we've been winning more games, to be honest.
You've been winning a lot of close games that you might have lost a year or two ago. What's been the difference there, converting those losses into wins when things can go either way?
I think experience. I think being in those situations a lot in the past where we've faltered and haven't had success. I think some of the veterans coming in, playing alongside them with their poise, because they've been in those before and have been successful. And honestly have won us some of those games as well. So I think a combination of both those things.
When you have the ball late in games now, do you feel like you have more choices, more options, as far as teammates you can do? Maybe makes people play you differently than you were played in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I think our depth is one of our strengths, and we have a lot of weapons and a lot of guys that can make big-time shots, that have proven to make big-time shots. So it's one of those things where the defense can't really focus in on one person, because I think we're good enough to attack with multiple different angles.
Is there a different mentality too? Does it feel different even if Lou Williams throws down something that might be, you know, borderline ridiculous and it goes in and tightens up the game? Is there a confidence now maybe you didn't have in the past?
Yeah, I think that's where the experiences come into play. We've been in the situations before, and this year we're learning how to be more successful, and so those things help at the end of games, you know, staying calm, staying poised, and finishing them out.
Rudy doesn't join you in the All-Star game, unfortunately, but he never lacks for motivation. But do you think this might give him even a little bit more?
Yeah, I don't think he needs it, to be honest. He's out to prove that he's the best big man in the NBA. Wish he would have been able to make it. You know, I'm sure he's going to have the opportunity in the future. But it would have been great to have him there. And yeah, I think he deserved it. It's just one of those things that didn't go his way.
How important was the All-Star berth to you personally?
I think it was just very important because it was something that I worked all summer at. I've been working for the past 6 years to try to get there, and to see it finally happen is very rewarding.
What are you most looking forward to for that week? What are you most excited about?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't really know what to expect. Just live it up.
More media attention.
Right. That's what I'm looking forward to the most.
Having been in the national team setting, do you think that kind of, I mean, it seems like it's more a career achievement award for you as opposed to an experience because you've interacted with a lot of these All-Stars in other settings.
Yeah, I have, and I've gotten the chance to learn from them and play alongside of them for the past couple summers in Vegas and doing that type of stuff. So it really is just something, you know, I haven't had a chance to be. The most I've done is just a rookie sophomore game. So it's just a big accomplishment for me.
Kind of in that realm, how big was that week with Kobe this summer and kind of accomplishing this?
Yeah, I think it was huge for me for a lot of different reasons. but really happy that I was able to do that.
What did you take from it?
I think confidence. I mean, I think some of the things that he's just showed me and taught me. I think passion for the game were a couple of things that I took from it.
So being an all-star does kind of establish your place in the game, but being on a 50 or 55 win team, what you do in the postseason also does. Does that feel like maybe the next step in the ladder?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always been a team first guy, and so for me this is really great, an individual accomplishment, but you know, getting back into the playoffs is a big goal for us as a unit, and I think we're taking steps to be in the right direction. We still have work to go, but this has been the best season for us so far.